Back now with Day to Day. On this day, when many Americans are flying for the Thanksgiving holiday, airlines are making news with a lot of buying and selling activity. A private equity group is making an offer to buy Australia's largest carrier, Qantas, and creditors of bankrupt Delta Airlines are supporting a takeover bid from U.S. Airways. I'm joined now by John Dimsdale from Marketplace. And John, let's talk about Delta. What's going on there?
Well, as you know, Delta's fighting off this $8 billion offer made last week by U.S. Airways. But the company is still in bankruptcy, Delta is, which means it's at the mercy of its creditors. So now a group of those creditors is telling Delta's management, maybe we should rethink this U.S. Airways bid. Maybe there would be some benefits. They argue that consolidation would be good for the company and the industry. And indeed, other airlines are making noises that if Delta and U.S. Airways merge, they'll have to consider finding some partners to be big enough to compete. Now, whether all this is good for flyers is some question. Some worry that less competition will only lead to higher ticket prices.
And also, the airline business is a touchy one. It's hard to make a buck these days, and you've got to wonder why anyone would want to get into it. And so why are people looking to buy Qantas?
Well, there are some exceptions to the pain that the industry has been going through since 9/11. Qantas is a well-managed company. It has little debt. It has some good assets. So a consortium of investors, including the Texas Pacific Group and an Australian bank, like what they see. But Nicholas Ioannidis of Air Transport Intelligence says this is far from a done deal.
There's lots of hurdles on the financial front. Qantas is not allowed to be more than 25% owned by any single shareholder. So you've got to, in theory, have at least four shareholders in Qantas. And foreign involvement cannot be more than 49.9%. So clearly lots of hurdles still to cross.
But, you know, there's more evidence of a bit of a recovery in the industry. Some of the amenities are coming back to flying. Snacks, pillows, hot towels are showing up, although mostly in first class or on overseas flights.
Wow, snacks. Go crazy.
Yeah.
A little good news then for people traveling this weekend.
Yeah, the experts are predicting a record number of flyers over the next few days, nearly 5 million. And there are already reports today of lines at the airports and delays due to bad weather. Coming up later on Marketplace, we do the numbers on pumpkin pie and figure out the taste-cost ratio of various recipes.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. It's produced by American Public Media.